nah, no chance. No way. obviously, this is, you know, the game of the season. And even if we both teams weren't in a situation like we are, that we're in, it's still the game of the season because, you know, it's a derby. And I suppose, you know, it means so much to the fans and the club and obviously the players. So, and it's even a bigger game now because obviously both teams need points. You know, it's really tight down there and it's a massive game again that we're looking forward to.
Do you remember when we spoke before your first derby and the way you talked about loving football, playing football and wanting to make a name for yourself in a derby? And then, of course, we all know what unfolded after that.
Yeah, of course, because obviously they're big games and it's always nice as a player, as a forward, when, you know, your teammates can sort of like rely on you and they sort of like say things like, you know, if we get a chance, then JD will score and things like that. And yeah, it's a great feeling. And obviously, I remember before that derby, I was so pumped up because, you know, speaking to the rest of the lads who've played in loads of these derbies, you know, they just said, Jay, it's going to be unbelievable, the atmosphere and the game. And there's so much looking forward to it. And then the day, even if you remember, I spoke about like coming out of the hotel and all the fans and stuff. And it just felt like a cup final day. And I remember waking up just so excited and, you know, just felt like a little kid again, like it was my first game. And then when that whistle went, it's just, you know, the hairs go up and stuff. And obviously when I got the goal, it was just something that moment, you know, I'll never ever forget. It was a special moment.
This Sunday, the atmosphere at St James's is going to be, well, probably it's arguably the biggest game since the playoffs in 1990 in terms of the derby and what's at stake, relegation this time rather than promotion. But I mean, you probably can't imagine what it's going to be like, can you?
No, you can't. I think it's important that you sort of like try and not switch off a little bit, but not think about the occasion too much, you know, like obviously the derby and it's the biggest game for years and stuff like that. I think it's important for the players to sort of like just try and relax, enjoy training this week, make sure we work hard in training, obviously stick to the game plan and be solid. But obviously before the game, it's important to just relax and just try and approach it like any other game, you know, just a game that we need to get 3 points in. But you know, it's easier said than done, because when you drive into the stadium and you come off the bus and you're in the warm up and stuff, you just know the feeling. It's the game. It's just a different game. It's a one off game. But I think first and foremost, we make sure we prepare right for the game, and hopefully we get the points that we deserve, because the last game against Southampton, I thought everyone played well. We stuck to the game plan. We were solid. Didn't really look like conceding, to be honest. Just unfortunate we conceded late on. But when you're down there, that's the luck, you know, that you get. You know, things don't seem to go your way. But hopefully, come Sunday, we can get our luck that we deserve.
I mean, the atmosphere was going to be charged anyway. It's going to be even more highly charged now because of Benitez's arrival as well, isn't it? And that's changed the landscape to a degree.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, he's a top manager. A manager that's sort of like, he's never really been in this situation before. Been at some of the best clubs in the world, an experienced manager. And it's only normal when a new manager comes in, it just, you know, sparks everything. You know, players, you know, you need to impress the new manager. You know, everyone wants to play. So, there's going to be a reaction. I watched the game last night, taking notes like a coach and that. But like, I thought they looked really solid, to be honest. Leicester didn't really look like scoring, but you can see that the work that he's done already. But you know, at the same time, it's important that we concentrate on ourselves. It's gonna be a good game. I'm really looking forward to it. But it's a game that we have to win. And if we can't win the game, we take a point, no problem.
How did it affect the players, Benitez's arrival? Because you said you know the effect a new manager coming in can have. I mean, it's happened here on that many occasions. But is it a worry? Is it something that you dwell on, or do you just put that to the back of your mind and you can't afford to allow you to think that Newcastle are going to get that bounce?
No, it's not a worry, to be honest. Doesn't matter who the manager is. As players, we're not going to the game thinking, well, I certainly won't be going into the game thinking, well, you know, Rafa Benitez is the manager. I understand there's only so much a manager can do. as a manager, yeah, you pick the team and you do the team shape. You tell the players how you want them to play, but a manager can only do so much. The players got to go out and play, stick to the game plan, and that's the important thing. But I think, like I mentioned before, it's important that we think about ourselves and concentrate on making sure that whatever we do on the weekend is better than them. If you're a defender and you're playing against a forward, it's important that you get the better of him, midfielder and the forward. So I just think, come Sunday, everything we do in terms of running, tackling, quality in front of goal, I think we have to do everything better than them, and then we win the game.
Do you thrive on that pressure of the big game? I mean, lots of people talk about, you know, some players are big game players, and people look at you and say that now you've got to be in the team because you are Sunderland's outlet. You're the one person who will get Sunderland goals.
Yeah, but obviously, I'll always sit here and say it's about the team because obviously the lads will create chances for me to score, and it's about the team. And, you know, Fabio came on against, was it Palace? It's got an unbelievable goal. So it's about the squad. And even the boys that don't play, you know, the manager's always said, make sure you're ready because you can come on and make an impact. And especially at this stage of the season when players are tired and fatigued, it's such a long season and other players got to come on and try and make an impact. So, it's about the squad. But I understand, as a forward, you know, people judge you on scoring goals. And yeah, it's nice. I remember, you know, people always talk about Didier Drogba, you know, for some reason in the big games, in cup finals, he always produces, he always scores. And I think it's a good thing to have, you know, when the big games come around, you perform. And I've always enjoyed playing in big games because at the end of the day, you have to play well. You have to play well and the rewards are so big, you know. If you score and you win the game, the rewards are so big. At the end of the day, we want to be playing in the Premier League next season. It's as simple as that. And time's running out. There's not many games left, and it's important that we get wins now. So yeah.
And it's been a strange month in a sense because you've had a fortnight without a game since Southampton. Then you're going to get another fortnight without a game, and there's this Newcastle game, which is huge, sitting there like a little island in the middle of it all. I don't know if that's a help or a hindrance.
We're just sitting there, we're just waiting and waiting. Yeah, we sort of like, I suppose it's a good opportunity for you to sort of like do the work and training. If the lads want to do the gym stuff and all the power stuff, it's a good opportunity to do it because you've got a long break and you've got the recovery, so you can really put the work in and make sure you can really prepare for the game. So in a way, you can use it as a positive. You know, the manager can do a lot of stuff in training because we've got a lot of time, and at the same time give the lads days off so you can sort of like prepare and look after your bodies and that. So yeah, everyone looks sharp, everyone looks bright, no injuries, which is always important. So you know, speaking to the boy, everyone's looking forward to it. Even the new players that have come in, you know, they're looking forward to it as well. So it's a big one.
And finally from me, is it one that you've touched on it? You can't afford to lose. I mean, a point would still be a good point. Winning, fantastic, but you can't afford to lose it.
Yeah, I just think doesn't matter what happens. You know, if you can't win the game, we say it because if you can't win the game, we get a point. It's important. Obviously, we can't lose. We cannot lose the game and the performance against Southampton, we looked solid, which is good. So I think we'll take that into the game on Sunday and just be solid. And you know, if it's depending how the game goes, but if we feel like we can't score, then just stay solid and we take a point. But no, we'll see what happens.